Tonight we're going to be learning Sif Yud Gimel Im Yatzah Hashem, which is a bit of a complex Sif. There is two things really going on in Sif Yud Gimel, but let's try to get it straight. There is an underlying machloikis in Sif Yud Gimel, two opinions, as to whether what we've been discussing previously about various types of bread. Pas gomo, pas abo bekisnin. We spoke about bread that was bread and now is not bread anymore. What kind of bochur is that? How are you going to make on that? Sif Yud Gimel is going to go into a different halacha, which is something which is not quite bread yet. It's dough. And instead of that dough, instead of baking that dough, which would have made into pas gomo, you did something else with it. Question is, what bochur do you make on it? We'll see that it's actually going to lead into a machloikas, which is very relevant. We're going to speak about donuts. No better time we had to speak about it, I suppose. So it's going to lead to that. So whenever you have got a dough that was not actually made into bread, it wasn't baked, but once you had that dough, it was made into something else. It was either fried or deep fried. Then what bracha do you make on it? Okay, so there's an underlying machloikas over here, which the machloikas between Rabbeinu Yoina and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that anything that you look at the end product. Very straightforward, Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, look at the end product. Does that look like a loaf of bread, or does it not look like a loaf of bread? And Rabbeinu Yoina is going to tell you that you look at it. Does it look like a loaf of bread, or does it look like a dish? What does it look like? If it looks like a loaf of bread, and then fine, so you're going to make a motzi. If it doesn't look like a loaf of bread, you're not going to make a motzi. It's very straightforward, soon to be more on that. Rabbeinu Tam, however, has got a very different understanding, and that's really that's what makes this sif a bit more complex. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not only about this, it's not only about that. Actually, there's another discussion which you need to be taken into consideration as well, and that is the following. We know there is a halach hilchas challah, the concept of hilchas challah. Hilchas challah, we know, is a mitzvah to separate challah from a dough. Rabbeinu Tam comes with this very big chiddush, and according to Be'alocha, it's not just Rabbeinu Tam, but it's many other Rishonim as well, who may hold like that. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you're going to have to look at this dough. Is this something which is chayiv b'challah, or is it not chayiv b'challah? Is it something which is chayiv b'challah or not? And there's all discussion in Hilchas challah, when is actually something chayiv b'challah or not. Rabbeinu Tam holds, if this dough is now chayiv b'challah, it's something which needs to be taken challah from. Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is something which you're going to make hamotzi on. You're going to say, well, hold on a second, it doesn't even look like a bread. It doesn't even look like a... He said, yeah, nachnami, that's true. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that anything which has a chiyuf challah in it, with few exceptions, but on the whole, in principle, something which has a chiyuf challah in it, that you're going to make hamotzi on. Can you see the rationale behind it? A bit, right? So it makes that link, that bridge between Hilchas Challah and Birkas Hamotzi and benching. Okay. That's Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Yoina, as I mentioned earlier, doesn't care about Hilchas Challah. Doesn't really make so much a difference. He's going to look at it very pragmatic. Is this a loaf of bread or not? Yes or no? And that's how you're going to make Hamotzi or not. Okay, so that's so far the introduction. Is that good so far? Okay, so we're going to have to go a little bit into Hilchas Challah, because Hilchas Challah is going to come in, as far as Rabbeinu Tam is concerned, it's really important to know, is this Chayiv B'Challah or not? Not every dough is Chayiv B'Challah, but some doughs are Chayiv B'Challah, and even if it's not going to end up to be a bread at the end. So far, so good?
Do you take challah when you make cakes ever?
Yeah, so sometimes you do. It depends what kind of substance it is. Soon to be explored more. Say if you'd Gimel. Afilu Dava, this is now Rabbeinu Yoina speaking. Even something shibdilosoi perish the dough, perish lishas akemach b'maim, when you have a dough which is an oven, which is a solid dough. Even if it's a solid dough, which normally would be chayv b'chala. In bishlo, if you cooked it, or you tigno, you deep fried it, ein mevorech ole ha-moitzi. You're not going to make a moitzi on it. Afilish yesh oleo terisa denam, even if it has a form and shape and appearance of bread. I don't care, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Afilu nizchayv b'chala, even if it's chayv b'chala, says Rabbeinu Yoina, I don't care about any of this. The Birkas HaMotzi Eino Hoylech, the Birkas HaMotzi will only go, Elo, Acha, Shas, Afir. As I said, Rabbi Yoni looks at it, is this a loaf of bread? Is this now baked good? Is this a baked item? Is this baked or not? Is it baked? Okay, so make HaMotzi. It's not baked. So fine, so what I care if it was Chayv B'Challah historically or not, I don't care, says Rabbi Yoni. I want to look at it now. Does it look like a loaf of bread? You're going to make HaMotzi. If it doesn't look like a loaf of bread, if it looks like a dish or it looks anything else, you're not going to make HaMotzi on it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoni. And we shall see that this is the main halacha. Rabbi Tam, however, disagrees. Rabbi Tam says, Yesh Cholkin, V'Oimrim, Tekol Shetchilas Ho'isa Ova. Rabbi Tam holds that whenever it was initially, historically, in the baking process, it was Ho'isa, the dough Ova, was thick, was solid, which makes it Chayev Bechala. One second. Afilo Richcho Achakach B'Mayim. Even if afterwards you added water to it, b'mayim ve'osar sufganin, and you made kind of donuts out of this, perish iso sheniloisha ve'osukim in tzvoik, you had this dough and it was you kneaded it ve'osukim in tzvoik, and it was done like a sponge as it were, uvishlo b'mayim, and you cooked it in water, or you ticked up Hashem and you deep fried it in oil. You're going to make HaMotzi on it. Why? Because, says Rabbeinu Tam, this dough at one point was Chayv B'Challah. When was it Chayv B'Challah? It was Chayv B'Challah when it was a thick. The halacha is, when you have a dough that is a thick substance, that is solid, that is Chayv B'Challah now. Now, if you're going to fry it later, or you're gonna cook it later, says Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't make a difference to me, because now it was Chayv B'Challah, you have to do Hilchos Challah, you have to separate Challah. So now whatever ends up at the end, it's Chayv B'Challah, you're going to have to make HaMotzi on it. So potentially according to this, what would be an example of that? Oh.
Like spaghetti
out of
dough,
because it's
still weak in water.
Yeah.
And then you're
going to
have to make
mention
your spaghetti.
Good. So they're very interesting. So spaghetti is actually the case that Ramo is going to speak about later. You're quite right. The spaghetti is machlokes near it as to whether you should be mafresh challah or not. Nowadays, we separate challah lechumo without a bracha. But you're right. I mean, I hear what you're saying. There would be potentially an example that it's a thick substance. It's a thick substance. The Gemara is going to speak about it shortly. It's a thick substance, and it was afterwards. It was Chayv B'Challah. It's not so posh that it's Chayv B'Challah, but let's assume that it's Chayv B'Challah for the moment. Chayv B'Challah, and then afterwards, it was never baked. So according to this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, you'd potentially be making a motzi on. But we're going to see soon. Now, halacha lemaisa, says the Rama, v'noagu lehokel, the main opinion, says the Rama, is lehokel, to be leaning that the former opinion, the opinion that you don't look at the aspect of it being Chayv B'Challah or not. Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzivkotn Ein Dalet, Perish Kisvor Rishon, the Ein Tzorich Levoi Chamoitzi V'Sholosh Brochas. You will not bench if something was historically Chayv B'Challah. You will not need to bench. V'Yorei Shamayim. However, somebody's Yerei Shamayim, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Yetzei Dei Shneihem, says the Shulchan Aruch, somebody who is Machmir, he should be Yetzei, both opinions, V'lo Yoichal Elo Alei Dei Shevoich Al Lechem Achet Tchilo. The Shulchan Aruch holds, that's not the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that if you want to be Yetzei Yerei Shamayim, you want to be Yerei Shamayim, what you should do is you should have enough, that according to all opinions, should have something that according to all opinions, you're going to have to wash and bench in order to be oitzer all the days. But again, the opinion of the Rama is, Ashkenazish minig is, that the minig is to be maker, that you don't look at if the fact it was chayv bechala or not. You're going to look at it if it looks like a loaf of bread or not. Now, we're going to go into your shayla of pasta. Now, the Rama says, this whole discussion now is not really relevant to something which looks, the end product look like bread. If it's something which doesn't look like bread at all, there's no toya lechem, it doesn't look like bread at all, then the halacha is that this discussion, it doesn't go into that discussion at all, and you won't need to bein according to Rabbeinu Tam, and bein according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you will not need to make hamotzi. He says, "Aval easily toya lechem." But if there is toya lechem, if it does look like bread, kagoin lokshen. What are lokshen? Pasta. Lokshen is yakin yiddish to this day. Lokshen is pasta.
What about bread pudding?
What's bread pudding? I'm sorry to ask.
It's you can get it in the shop.
What is it?
Pudding made from bread.
Pudding?
It's pudding made from bread. It's a pudding made from bread.
Okay, what does it look like?
It's a bread, isn't it?
So it's actual bread, a loaf of bread, and what happened to it? Well, it was baked. Was it baked?
Yeah.
It was baked, and then what happened?
Raisins and sugar.
So it's actually, what is it, a cake? So what bracha do people make on it?
Mizonis.
Mizonis? Yeah, pasta bubble kissing.
Because it saturates, covered with sugar and honey and that sort of stuff.
So you'd say that it's within that category.
That's what we're kissing in the corner. Although it looks like bread, that's the interesting thing. It looks like slices of bread put in a cake.
Yeah.
There is a Krishna's
development. Does anybody make a mizonis on it?
I would make
mozzarella.
I
don't
with that oven, but if I did, I would make mozzarella. Because it is actual bread before you cook it again.
See, well, it's not mamash. I don't know how it's made. I don't know anything about this, yeah? I don't know it. But if it's a little bit different to the pasta bubble kissing that you're referring to. Because the pasta bubble kissing, three categories we're referring to, was some. It's describing what when it was made. So the dough, the substance, as it was before it was baked. Yeah. What you're referring to, it appears that it was actually bread at one point. Yeah, so that's different to the pasta bubble kissing. It's actually much more similar to what we're discussing now. Something which was bread, something which we discussed yesterday, something which was bread and then it was not really bread anymore. But I don't know what exactly, I don't know exactly what it is.
And the thing yesterday was
I don't know, I've never seen it. I can't say. Does everybody make mazonis on it? Is that generally what people do?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? Is mazonis? What is it?
It's an
Ashkenazi
dish.
It's like
bread. If it's proper bread, it's...
No, not bread.
Yeah, from bread.
But Brazica wouldn't have made it. It's Ashkenazi stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fattening. One in.
Yeah, okay. It would be interesting to see. Okay, so the Rama continues. Ilis betoya lechem. If it looks like bread, kuroi lokshen, shikoi vomzlech. If you've got pasta, lekula alma aim vachin ala mamoitzi, for loy shalish bochas. For lokshen, you will never make hamoitzi. It's not called bread at all. It doesn't have the appearance of bread at all. It doesn't have toya lechem at all. It doesn't go into the category of bread at all, and therefore lekula alma, you will not make hamoitzi on it. Avol pashtita vekreplach. What's kreplach? Do you call Kepler as well? Kepler, not Kredlach, Kepler.
No,
I don't know. For me, Kredlach and Kepler. The truth is that's also Kepler. No, there is two types of Kepler. He's right. There is one Kepler, one type of Kepler, and I know what you're referring to. Yes, that is also called. That's a little bit similar to Knedler.
Yeah.
So he's referring to the. So he says as follows: "Aber pashtid ve Kepler, if you've got." But what's that? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we should get the wives in, really. Aber pastit ve kepler, miki toyer lechem. That is considered toyer lechem. He has a toyer lechem, shape, toyer appearance of bread. Ve'ein ochlo v'leim kein, bech al shara pastchil, you should first make hamotzi, and only afterwards have the kepler. And it should be covered by the hamotzi. V'kol zel ha'mayre lo v'isa she'en bo shemen v'dvash. This is only if there is no oil or honey or anything like that. V'kiritze boi, helo shem v'tukni bohem, which are deep fried. But if it's like the kneading process included it all, and it's passable because then it would be passable because that's actually very much your point. When was this meat or actually the honey? When was it all added? When was it added? Before the baking process or after the baking process? If it's before the baking process, it's a different shaila altogether. That would be the shaila passable because then save zain. When when you were making the dough, before you baked it, you added additional ingredients, then it's a passable bekistin shaila. Passable bekistin shaila. But if you were talking about something else, that it was already baked, and then there was meat, or whatever it may be, was added to it. That's what Kepler is talking about. And here it says that it depends if it's got toya lechem or not. If it looks a little bit like bread, you're going to have to wash and make hamotzi. If it doesn't have toya lechem, you're not going to, it's going to be mezoda straightforward. Yeah. Yeah, so here, good point. Over here, however much you have, you're not going to, with pasta or with these kinds of items referring to now over here. According to the Ramah, however much you have, you will not need to bench. You'll not need to make hamotzi and wash an hamotzi and bench. You can have bowls and bowls and bowls full of pasta. You're not going to wash. Because it doesn't have toya lechem. It's not considered. Now, there is an interesting discussion, and I don't have an answer. The question amongst the poskim is, how do you define toya lechem? What does that mean exactly, toya lechem? How do you define toya lechem? So we're differentiating now if something looks like bread or it doesn't look like bread. Define looks like bread. Define. Yes. Little child. You're coming from Hilchos Safos. Are you learning Hilchos Tefillin by any chance? Yeah, pardon? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where you're coming from. Yeah, I could tell. Yeah. Okay, so you ask a little child. He's coming straight from Hilchos Safos. Yeah, very good. You ask a boy if that's called bread or not. Yeah, okay. That's an interesting thought. Okay, can't. Any other suggestions? How do you define, pardon? Puffed up. Very interesting that you're saying this. Okay, that's really interesting. So many poets can go with that mahalach. And they say that if it's got, I think the notion was air bubbles or something like that. Air bubbles, is that the same, the air bubbles? Physically? Air pockets of air, is that the same? Yeah. So if it goes air pockets, then it would be considered toya lechem, which is very interesting. So I investigated this a little bit. It's hard to find a mekoyel for this hagdora. Apparently, there's a pimagodim somewhere. I'm not quite sure. Some poskim take that on. So again, according to that, you're going to have whenever it is these air pockets, you're going to potentially shaila of something which is considered toya lechem, and then you have to watch it as to whether it needs to be kamotzi or not. Air pockets. Well, that will be very clear with regards to pasta, for instance. There's not much air pockets there, is there? Yeah? Yeah, so most kind of... So that's not considered toya lechem. You won't have to wash on it. Other poiskim, it's a good way to approach this. It's air pockets or not. Other poiskim goes to the different mahalach, and they say that it depends as to whether it's a crust. Toya lechem is defined by crust. What do you think about that?
Not all bread have crust.
Yeah. So for yeah.
For example, if you get the German, you can get this now. You can get a pumpernickel bread.
What is that? We're learning all types of new.
I remember my mother used to have it.
What is it?
It's a dark rye bread. It's baked in a special way. You can get it in the kosher shop. They do various ones. Spelt rye.
What does it look like?
It's just thin slices.
It's baked as a slice. What is it baked like?
It's baked as a loaf, but it's sliced. You get it sliced.
You get it sliced.
It's all sliced.
Great. And there's no crust at all. Oh, one second. It's like really dark.
Yeah. Very dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bread.
Pardon?
It's called pumpernickel bread.
Is it really, really healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my sugar eats that.
It's grain. It's all grain.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, really healthy. Like for people who have got various kinds of allergies, that's what they eat maybe. Yeah, is it? It's like really dark?
It used to be from Germany.
Heavy. Very heavy.
There's other types as well you can get. It's not just pumpernickel. There's other types.
Yeah, I think I might know what it is. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. Does that kind of... Well, I suppose you'd... There's sort of a crust. It's kind of... It's not a hard crust, but it's...
But you classify that as bread.
Yeah, also, you said that it would slice... It was probably made as a loaf and it was sliced. You'd have to look at it initially when it was a loaf. Yeah. You know, even if it's a soft crust, but it was some sort of crust. So, yeah. So we've got Lemaisa. It remains a bit of a discussion because Halacha Lemaisa, this is a bit of a discussion. Because you need to know when is something considered Torah Lechem. You'd have to then investigate as to whether... You know, if that's considered Torah Lechem, you have potentially Shaila that if you... If that's called Torah Lechem, then you have to see and you have to wash and bench. If it doesn't have Torah Lechem, then it's you're gonna have you can eat whatever however much it is. You don't have to wash and bench at all. Yeah. Donuts, Aboisai. A bit of a controversial one. Donuts, Aboisai, what bracha do you make on donuts? According to the Rama. How is it made? Deep fried. So let's go historically. What was how was it made? Was it dough? What was it dough like?
It's dough with bubbles. Yeah. Bubbles, and it's fried.
And it's fried.
It looks like bread. It's got crust.
Yeah, but it wasn't. The jam was, I mean, just to get that, are we agreeing on that? The jam was added later?
Yeah. Not always.
Not always?
No, sometimes it's pumped in during the baking
process. Oh, okay, then I don't know. Is the dough, what's the dough like?
Depends, Israeli sufganiyah, the dough is not necessarily sweet before it's baked.
Right.
It's just dipped in that sugar afterwards. The donuts here are more saturated in sugar before they're baked. The kind of Brzezinski's boat donuts.
They are, what are they? They are... Absolutely. No, I know there's differences and other posts can speak about it as well.
The Israeli ones are literally very bready and then dipped in paper.
Right.
Or moitzi shayla, presumably.
Yes, absolutely.
The guy says the ones that are very sweetly baked and there's sugar and honey and stuff and then
okay, so I don't know much about the process, and I probably should find out a little bit more. What I understand from the post-skim, and that's post-skim, local post-skim, I understand that the way it's processed, but I should probably find out a little bit more, that it certainly is a mezonos, and it goes into the shaila of Rabbi Notam and Rabbi Yonah, and although historically maybe it was chayv b'chala or not, it doesn't make a difference because we pass like the Ramah, that no gula okay, like the first opinion, it doesn't make a difference if it's chayav b'chala or not. Does it look like a loaf of bread or not? And it's since it was fried and it was not baked, the poskim said that since it was fried and not baked, the consensus of the poskim is that it's not a shayla of it doesn't have teir lechem, or it's not considered a shayla, and therefore according to the consensus of the poskim, you make mezonos on it. Yeah. No, because that's in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Ramah, it's not a gula okay.
Fine. So he's saying
the Ramah is more lenient than the Shulchan Aruch.
No, this is going on Hakel.
Ah.
He's saying the Hakel, and he says according to the Magen Avraham, that's only so long as you're not pull up.
But the Ochik they sviyah the chiyub. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah actually goes into that Mishnah, in that very Mishnah Berurah they're pointing to. He says, if you had, I'm reading the word, that's when you had a dough, your intention was to make bread, but afterwards ended up making a donut. But when initially in mind was to deep fry it, even if you have a kedei sviya, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein mevorech chole bekas hamazon, you're never going to bench. V'rak bocha achas mein sholosh, you're only going to make one more. So halach lemaisa rabbi say, donuts. Okay, we can get ready. Thursday's shloshim yoim, kind of a chag, so we can start getting ready. So the bracha is according to the Ramah, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotten, ein hey, without bad conscience, you can eat all the way till the top and beyond. Pardon? Absolutely, without benching, you just make mezonos and an amichya, and you don't, and you, there's no, even if it's more than, it doesn't go into the shaila of Pasal Baba Kisnin, he goes into this mishnebu over here, and you yichlan over his bone, you should enjoy it. The main thing is you should enjoy it. It's not considered, that's right. Correct, it's not the shaila of Pasal Baba Kisnin, yeah, it doesn't go into that. 5 and 6. I mean, I don't know how well you'll feel afterwards, but never mind that.
Small ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Good evening, Abbas.